New Mexico real estate headlines. New Mexico property records search tool launches for deeds, liens, and owner lookup. A new website allows users to check New Mexico property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in NM can streamline due diligence and client research with centralized access to property ownership and encumbrance data. Add hnewmexico.propertychecker.com/ to your transaction toolkit for faster title and ownership verification. New Mexico real estate headlines. New Mexico Realtor Commission survey shows 5.82% NM average in 2026. A February 2026 New Mexico survey of local real estate agents reports an average realtor commission of 5.82%, above the 5.70% national average. This provides a current NM-specific benchmark that NM real estate professionals can use to frame compensation expectations and competitive positioning. Review your agency's pricing and client communication strategy using the 5.82% reference point at the source page. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most NM jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1, performed before purchase, establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks.